The Jacksonville paper arrived at Trumbull each morning around 7. Most of the time, Joe Roy Spicer was the only one waiting, and he usually took one paper for himself because he needed to study the Vegas lines throughout the day. So Spicer saw the story first, at the bottom of the front page. Trevor Carson, a local lawyer who'd been missing for some vague reason, found dead outside a hotel in Kingston, Jamaica, shot twice in the head last night just after dark. According to Jamaican officials, Carson was a tourist who had apparently been robbed. The story had been thrown together and placed on the front page only because the victim was a murdered lawyer. Finn was at the far end of the track, walking at a rapid clip in the damp early morning air. Spicer waited at the home stretch and handed him the paper without a word. They found Beach waiting in line in the cafeteria. They sat together in a corner, away from everyone else, picking at their food, talking in muted voices.
"If he was running, who the hell was he running from?" Spicer asked.
"Maybe Lake was after him," Beach replied.
"He didn't know it was Lake. He didn't have a clue, did he?" said Yarber. "Okay, then he was running from Conyers. The last time he was here, he said Conyers was the big one. He said Conyers knew about us. Then he disappeared the next day."
"Okay, what if Conyers iced him?" asked Yarber.
"That's possible. Conyers somehow smoked out Trevor, learned he was the outside contact for Ricky. He put pressure on Trevor, threatened to nail him or whatever, and Trevor ran off to the Caribbean. Trevor didn't know Conyers was Aaron Lake."
"And Lake certainly has the money and power to track down a drunken lawyer," Yarber said.
"What about us?" asked Beach. "By now, Lake knows Ricky ain't Ricky, that Joe Roy here is the man, and that he has friends with him in prison. Question is, can he get to us?"
"I guess I'll find out first," Spicer said with a nervous laugh.
They scattered for an hour or so. Beach went to the track to walk and think. Yarber was on the clock, 20 cents an hour, trying to fix a computer in the chaplain's office. Spicer went to the library, where he found Mr. Argro reading law books. They acknowledged each other with a nod, then Spicer got busy clearing tables and straightening books.
"Rumor has it you guys do legal work," Argro said from across the room. No one else was present.
"You hear a lot of rumors around here."
"My case is on appeal."
"What happened to trial?"
"Jury nailed me on 3 counts of bank fraud, hiding money offshore in the Bahamas. I work for a big bank in Miami, lots of drug money."
"You said you were a banker, right?"
The reference to the Bahamas had Spicer's attention.
"I was. For some reason, I developed a fascination for money laundering. I dealt with tens of millions every day, and it was intoxicating. I could move dirty money quicker than any banker in South Florida. Still can. But I made some bad friends and bad choices."
"You admit you're guilty?"
"Sure."
"That puts you in a distinct minority around here."
"No, I was wrong. But I think the sentence was too harsh."
"Somebody said you guys can get some time knocked off."
Spicer pondered the situation for a moment. He realized he did indeed miss Trevor. Things had been much simpler when they had him on the outside collecting money.
"You still got contacts in the Bahamas?"
"I have contacts all over the Caribbean. Why?"
"Because you'll have to wire the money. Cash is forbidden around here. I want you to wire $5,000. That's our minimum fee."
"Where's your bank?"
"In the Bahamas."
Argro's eyes narrowed.
"Why the Bahamas?"
"Same reason you use the Bahamas."
Thoughts rattled around in both heads.
"Let me ask you something," Spicer said. "You said you could move dirty money quicker than anybody else. Can you still do it?"
"You mean from in here?"
"Yeah, from here."
Argro laughed and shrugged as if nothing could be easier.
"Sure. I still have some friends."
"Meet me here in an hour. I might have a deal for you."